Welcome in. It is episode one of The Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. Very excited to have you with us. Cannot wait to get this barbecue journey started with you as we embark on what I hope is going to be a heck of a lot of fun for you, for us, everyone that is involved. All right, so let's start with who I am, why I'm here talking to you about a potential barbecue show, and what exactly this is going to be, why is it called The Barbecue Hound, and what can you expect. Also, we'll get into how you get to be involved in this little production right here. So let's start with me. My name's Patrick Netherton. I am a veteran broadcaster. I have been doing some form of television or radio for almost the last 30 years now. I started way back in the mid-90s doing games in college, and then that moved into doing college games as a professional. And I'm still doing a lot of that. I've been doing radio play-by-play since, about 1997, 98, 99. And then that transitioned into television play-by-play, which is where I am now, doing games on ESPN+. Plus, that has been over the last 3 years, going into our fourth year. I work at Northwestern State in Natchitoches, Louisiana. That is the oldest settlement in the Louisiana Purchase. It is about an hour south of Shreveport. Some of you may or may not know where Shreveport is. That's where I'm from and where I live. It is about 60 miles south of the Arkansas border and about 12 to 20 miles east of the Texas border. I was born and raised in Shreveport, went to Arkansas at Wichita Baptist University for college, came back to Shreveport, and I have been here ever since, calling games at Northwestern. Now, along with that, I have also been in the world of sports talk radio, whether it be all the way back to a show that was called The Netherworld of Sports, had the Great Big Morning Show, dipped my toe in a little bit of music radio, DJing, you know, early morning, not really wacky zoo stuff, but early morning DJing as well on a popular morning show, and then back into sports talk radio. And my last iteration was about almost 7 years worth of a show called The Patrick Netherton Show. I know, a very clever title. That show basically was us talking about sports. And since we're in Shreveport, that is, you know, LSU Tigers, Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, Pelicans, some Houston stuff as well, kind of in that area, what they call the Arklatex, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. So it was a lot of that. But as much as I talked about sports on my show, I also talked about food. I talked about barbecue. I talked about life. You know, we did a lot of ancillary things, did a lot of other things other than sports. And honestly, those were the segments that seemed to resonate the most with people. So I said, you know what, I was kind of getting tired of doing the radio show and the sports talk thing. And so I ended it nearly 7 years in, just went ahead and pulled the plug and thought, what's the next thing that I want to do? And I thought, you know what, let's marry my love of the fluff, right? The stuff that as we used to call it on the show, the digression of barbecue food, that kind of thing. And let's just turn that into an entire podcast. So this show, the idea for this show was born. What does that mean this show will be? Well, we'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, let me tell you about how I got into barbecue. So, gosh, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, I was naive. I didn't know anything about barbecue. I was a guy who still thought the pound of chopped beef and 6 buns with some sauce on it was the best, right? That was the pinnacle. Here locally, in a town, by the way, that's not very barbecue strong in Shreveport. So I didn't know any better. Well, I went to Stanley's at one point because I'd heard good things about it, and it was great. But the real sort of evolution, the jumping point for me, the part where I mutated into what I would become, happened at the Independence Bowl. If you don't know, it's the one of the oldest bowls in college football. It's here in Shreveport, played at Independence Stadium. And the mayor of Shreveport at the time is a guy named Cedric Glover, great big old guy who told me basically, hey, I've got a tailgate and I want you to come show up and enjoy some of this food that I've got at my tailgate. It's being catered by a place called Riverport Barbecue. Thought, well, sounds like a winner to me, so why not? So I go to his tailgate, and one of the guys comes out, a guy named Link, who works at Riverport Barbecue for Steve and Joseph, who I would subsequently come to know and become very good friends with. And Link comes out. He's got a brisket. He's like, I haven't cut it yet, but you know what? I'll give you a little bit. And he sliced me off some. And that was the aha moment, right? That was the lightning strike that hit me and made me realize what I was missing. It was that slice of brisket at the Independence Bowl while I was getting ready to go in and do PA. I was doing public address for the Indy Bowl. And I actually almost didn't even make that stop. I almost told Cedric Glover, hey, I'm busy. I got to go. And I'm forever thankful that I stopped, went and tried that slice of brisket, and it changed my world. So then I started to try to find more of that, right? I went to Riverport over in Jefferson, Texas, and tried Stephen Joseph's repertoire, and it was amazing. And Stanley's and Tyler and Bodacious Barbecue, which was at one point on the list over in Longview, right? And I started trying these places. And then when I would travel with my job at Northwestern, I would try as many different places as I could, and I was hooked at that point. So subsequent to that, I went ahead and decided to become certified, right? Let me see what this is all about. So I went to KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, went to one of their judging certification classes, and then became a certified judge. If you're watching on the video cast, right here over my right shoulder or your left, there is I've got all my tags out. I'm a certified table captain. And I've got my certification for that. Also, the State Cooking Alliance. I've got all kind of good certifications. And that's where I figured out what barbecue was. Because what I didn't know is that barbecue has an objective portion and a subjective portion. I didn't know that. I thought it was all subjective. Hey, this tastes good. This feels good. This doesn't, you know, that kind of thing. What I found out is there is an objective portion of it. Is it cooked correctly? If you take a slice of brisket and you go to pull it apart, does it hold together a bit and then come apart, or does it crumble in your hands? Or do you have to twist it and pull it and really have to struggle with it, right? That tells you whether or not a slice of brisket is cooked correctly. That's objective. That's not subjective. That is objective. And so same thing with a rib, right? You go to bite a rib, you have to really work hard to pull it off the bone, or you know, pull a bite off. That's undercooked. If the whole meat, if everything just slides off the bone when you go to bite it and it's quote unquote fall off the bone ribs, that's overcooked. That's not good. What you want is to bite a rib and leave a bite mark, right? That's what you want to see. You want it to come off pretty easy, but you want the meat to stay attached to the bone. Those are objective. The subjective portion is just taste. Right? I might like a sweet rib. You might like a salty rib. He might like a spicy rib. He might like a savory rib. You don't know. Everyone has different tastes when it comes to barbecue. But the objective portions, is it cooked correctly? How does it look? Is it appetizing? Those are you're going to be judged the same everywhere you go. The subjective portion is, what does it taste like? And do you like it? I tend to like more savory things over sweet or spicy. So I'm going to tend to like something that's got a little more salt to it, that's got a little bit of a more of a beefy flavor as opposed to the sweetness, that kind of thing. So I became a KCBS certified judge, which I think helps me in the realm of what I'm doing. Why is this called the Barbecue Hound? Well, I'm glad you asked. So Daniel Vaughn, who is the Texas Monthly Top 50 proprietor, editor, if you will. He's the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. Daniel Vaughn had a chance to come over to Shreveport. He wanted to eat at a really good Asian restaurant here in Shreveport. It's a place called Lucky Palace. It was a guy named Quan Lim who put it together. And Quan was a guy that wanted to have the greatest in wine. He was an enophile, right? He was a wine connoisseur. And so he just went about creating one of the best wine lists that you'll ever find. And he, sure enough, went and made that happen. So he created an unbelievable wine list at a place, a nondescript hotel, rundown motel, that he had his place called Lucky Palace. When you walked in, it was a high-end, beautiful Chinese restaurant. But on the outside, It was not good. I even had my lug nut covers off my truck stolen while, or one of them, stolen while I ate there. The food was delicious, unbelievable food. So Daniel Vaughn grabs Steve and Joseph from Riverport Barbecue, and they come over to Shreveport. And he asks me while they're on the way or before they come over, he said, hey, is there any place in Shreveport, barbecue-wise, that I need to hit? And I said, well, if I were you, I would go to a place called Real Barbecue. The pitmaster is a guy named Harvey Clay. Harvey Clay is this great big monster of a man, like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", just a really, really big guy. And Harvey Clay is a former basketball player, and he was a veteran. Just had a really neat story. Also made some pretty good ribs, better than most here in Shreveport. So Daniel really enjoyed the ribs. He really enjoyed the trip to eat at Lucky Palace. Had a great time. And so because of that, he wrote an article about Harvey Clay and the ribs in Shreveport and the trip or whatnot. And he said that he was joined by Stephen Joseph, the owner and pitmaster of Riverport Barbecue in Jefferson, and noted barbecue hound Patrick Netherton. So I said, well, that's perfect. And I've put that on all of my social media and everything for years and have held on to it. So when it came time to try to figure out a name for this podcast, I was like, well, it's sitting right in front of me, the Barbecue Hound. And I even texted Daniel and thanked him for the name for the podcast, to which he, I was like, I guess I have to pay him a finder's fee. I don't know. But he enjoyed that. And so that is how the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton came to be. And that's what we're here. So what can you expect from the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton? So there's a couple of things that I want to be sort of the main pillars of this podcast. And by the way, it's also a video cast. There's a video cast on YouTube and a podcast on all of your major podcasting platforms. We'll talk about how you find those coming up here in just a bit. But there's two major platforms or two major kind of foundations that I want for this podcast. Good interviews, great interviews, pitmasters, tastes, trendsetters, taste setters, whatever, around the world of barbecue. And I want your listener, viewer interaction, right? I want to hear from you guys. I want you to be involved. I want you to hit us up and holler at us and tell us your thoughts and opinions and criticisms and ideas, all of that. I want all of that, right? So that's what the show is going to be. Basically, every week, it'll be a weekly podcast. Basically, every week, I'll come on and intro. Who's the guest going to be? What are we going to talk about? That kind of thing. Then we'll have the interview with the guest. And then the final segment will be me doing listener emails, comments, texts, whatever you want to do. We will do that at the end of the segment, right? So how do you get involved, right? There's a few ways you can do it. If you watch this podcast on YouTube, at the end, I will put up a slate that's got all of our contact information. If you're watching right now, you may note that there is a QR code up in the corner of this broadcast. That QR code will take you to our page that has all of our stuff on it. There is a link to listen to all of the podcast sites. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartMusic, Amazon Podcasts, all of that stuff. We're on all of the podcast sites. So, if you want to listen on any of your podcasting platforms, you can go on, let's say you're a Spotify user, go to your podcast, search for the BBQ Hound, right? It'll pop up, follow, like, subscribe, whatever it is on Spotify. You're on Apple Podcasts, search for the BBQ Hound, pops up, you can follow the show. And then you'll get notifications about when our episodes drop, which should be once a week. We're planning on Thursdays, right? So, barring anything crazy happening. But you can scan the QR code if you like. That's one way to do it. Or you can just go and find us on any of our social media. We are the BBQ Hound on everything. Facebook.com/TheBBQHound. YouTube.com/@TheBBQHound. We're on Twitter and X @TheBBQHound. We're on Instagram @TheBBQHound. You've got the QR code up there. There's links all over the place. There are plenty of ways that you can make sure that you get to any of our podcast sites or our video cast, which is on the YouTube channel. There are a bunch of ways that you can participate in the show. I told you about the obviously the YouTube, the Facebook, the Twitter or X, Instagram. You can comment on any of those, any of our posts, any of that. We will be able to see those comments and read those on the air. But there's also a couple of other ways you can get in touch with us. One is email. We can go old school and you can email if you like. It is patrick@thebbqhound.com. patrick@thebbqhound.com. It's easy. patrick@thebbqhound.com. Send us whatever you want. Tell us anything you like. More than likely, we're going to read that on the air. All right. There's also a text and voicemail line. And by the way, if you send me a voicemail, chances are it'll get played on the air. So if you want to hear your voice on this podcast, chances are you'll have an opportunity to. I'm not going to play everything, but hey, if there's something that's really good that we like on the voicemail side, we will play it. How do you do that? We have a phone number. 318 is the area code. 318. That's the area code for here in Shreveport. 318-657-0HAM. 318-657-0426. 657-0426. I don't answer that line. It's a Google Voice line, so it'll ring, but it will send you to voicemail. So if you want to leave an actual audio voicemail, do it. And we'd love to have it. Or just text us on that line. We would love to hear from you that way, too. So email patrick@thebbqhound.com. Text or leave a voicemail at 318-657-0HAM, 318-657-0426, or comment on any of our social media platforms on the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. We will take comments, any of the podcast sites. And here's the other thing. If you get a chance to, please rate us, right? I'd like it if you give us 5 stars on any of the podcast platforms. That would be sweet and nice of you to do. But if you look, if you think this is a 2-star podcast, go ahead. I'm not going to be offended. I've been doing this for too long to be offended. But feel free to rate us. And then if you want to leave a rating, an actual text rating, do that as well. Leave some comments. That would be awesome. I would absolutely love if you would do that on any of the podcast platforms. And then finally, share. Please tell everyone about this podcast. If you like what we're doing, if you're enjoying it, if you like the guests, if you like me, if you like my shelves in the background, whatever the case may be, please share with your friends, with your family, with just people in the community, whatever. Please share this podcast around, okay? That helps us. We want to grow the numbers. We want a lot of people listening and watching and being a part of it. That would make us very thrilled. So please help us out by liking, following, subscribing, sharing. Go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to that. All of those things help us out. So we would greatly appreciate that. The QR code is up in the corner of the video feed. And then, of course, you can go to any of our social media sites at the BBQ Hound. With that, let's announce guest number one. Obviously, this is just an introduction to what we've got going on. Guest number one coming your way next week will be the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine, the barbecue snob himself. You can find him at BBQ Snob on Instagram and Twitter. Daniel Vaughn, he will be our first guest. We'll get into how he got to be the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. What he is, what he's looking at, how hard is it to put together the top 50 lists? What is the process of that? How hard is it to maybe sever emotion of knowing so many of these pitmasters and knowing their stories and by and large, great people within the barbecue community? How hard is it knowing their stories and who they are and being able to judge them objectively when subjectively in your heart, you may not want to give them a bad score? You've got to be able to put that aside. So we'll talk to Daniel about all of that and maybe some expansion of the list at some point to 100. We'll see. But Daniel Vaughn will be our first guest, the barbecue snob himself, the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. So there you go. Episode 1 in the books. I'm Patrick Netherton, broadcasting now for nearly 30 years, not on not today, that would be a long time, but broadcasting now for nearly 30 years in sports talk radio and play-by-play. Catch me over on ESPN Plus, if you like, with Northwestern State games, volleyball, football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball. And check us out right here on the Barbecue Hound. That's my my new passion project over on the side. Happy to have you with us. I hope that you will follow along. I hope that you will send us comments and questions and thoughts. And if you have a thought for a guest, right, you want to suggest a guest that we can have, we're going to try to get every pitmaster owner of the top 50 in the Texas Monthly. I've got guests from around the country that are ready to come in as well. But I'd love more ideas, right? Can't have too many guests to line up and be able to bring in and talk about all things barbecue. And that's what we are here for. So thank you for tuning into episode one of the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. Appreciate your patronage. Like, follow, subscribe, rate us, and share with your friends. Tell everyone about it. We look forward to bringing you episode number two. Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine, will join us for episode two of the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton.